Nathan Zagura here at First Energy Stadium, where the Browns fall to 0-14, losing 27-10 to the Baltimore Ravens. The Browns winless at home now for the first time since 1999. They'll have two more opportunities to get that first win next week on the road against Mitch Trubisky and the Chicago Bears, and then week 17 at the Pittsburgh Steelers. It was same old today for the Cleveland Browns. They lose the turnover battle 4-0 to the Baltimore Ravens, and that was the difference. On the day, DeShone Kizer threw two interceptions, including one in the end zone. He was sacked in the end zone, and that was recovered by the Baltimore Ravens after the fumble for a touchdown. In fact, 14 points coming directly off of the Browns' turnovers. Now, the Browns could not stop Ben Watson. Again, Ben Watson's had a season high of 43 yards receiving, except when playing the Browns. 81 the first time around, over 70, and a touchdown this time around. Joe Flacco, too easy, to over 280 yards passing, one touchdown, ran for a touchdown as well. But the story was the Ravens' defense suffocating the Browns' offense. The Browns had one good drive. All runs, they ran up and down the field. Isaiah Crowell over 50 yards on the drive. Kizer scrambled twice, and then Duke Johnson punched it in to actually give the Browns a 7-3 lead early in the second quarter. Unfortunately, as you know, from then on, it was all Ravens, finishing up 27-10. Too many mistakes, too many turnovers, not good enough, not making plays. That's the story of the Browns this year. They have now lost the turnover battle. They have not won the turnover battle, in any game this year. They have lost the turnover battle in 11 of 14 games. It's hard to win when you do that in the NFL, and we've seen that for the Browns, who have yet to find that first victory. Again, sloppy turnovers, mistakes, not going to get it done against the playoff caliber.